long hard days. They don't say God's changed my ways, changed my ways, those evil. So I set out, cross that way, strike them down, to make them pay, and change their ways, their evil ways. But I can't.
Welcome back. Top of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, February 28th, 2020. Tomorrow is a leap year, leap day, leap year thing. Which is interesting. Somewhat imaginary, but somewhat not. To conclude the last point, to sort of connect the ends or the dots or whatever, speaking of just how different, you know, I mean, you talk to, like, you have the conversations like what I mentioned, what this friend intimated. I'm having these conversations with people. It's like I'm having a conversation with a different person. And what it amounts to, you know, what I said was, it is really, I think, what it comes down to is, it's, again, speaking of perception, they have the perception that it, these to walk by the courage of one's conviction. You know, if you're really going to read the Bible, this is tricky stuff. And walk by the courage of your conviction. Man, I will be the first to admit there is a whole lot I'm trying to sort out that I don't feel that I'm any sort of an expert on when it comes to that. Really practical, simple outworking, walking it out, you know, by faith. Very challenging. Walk by the courage of your conviction, especially in this. I mean, look what we started with during today's broadcast. Yeah, Sean, today's resentencing hearing came about because part of the law under which Elaine Brown was convicted was found unconstitutional. But, you know, today's... Wait a minute. What? This is America? What is happening? What happened to habeas corpus? Show me the law. Show me the body. You know, you can just be, I mean, it amounts to indefinite detainment. Might as well be Gitmo. We'd be more honest about it if we do that. Folks detained after 9/11, still, many of them still detained without charge. That's what this amounts to, does it not? Those are the first 5 seconds of what he says. Today's resentencing hearing came about because part of the law under which Elaine Brown was convicted was found unconstitutional. Well, what does that mean? Or is that just a footnote? This is America. And it just goes to show how radically, you know, getting back to the other stuff, the eugenic stuff, population control stuff, and what happens, like when this friend is talking to these folks that he talked to in a year or two, 5 years ago, sounded like different people. You know, I said, it comes down to the fact that they believe that this sort of encroaches on their presumed, you know, lifestyle. You know, people saying, I say I have serious doubts about these population numbers that get thrown around. I think they're mostly dubious. But Chris, have you seen the, you know, traffic jams in the greater Boston area or wherever? Yeah, actually, there was that study, the guy that said, what was it, these traffic studies? Oh, gosh, I wish I could remember that article. The traffic studies, was it, actually contribute to congestion? In other words, what we think is solving the problem is actually causing more of the problem. Where is that article? I wish I could find that. Not the red light stuff, but there, you know, there's that circulating now too. And Chicago, Illinois, what did you guys really say no to red light cameras? That's the case. I think that's fantastic. Hopefully it's for good reasons. I don't know. And I wish I could find that article. I don't remember what the title was, but there was a gentleman who did a study. It's fairly unique. And the point is from the article, the things, the traffic, the congestion is worse because of what we're doing, the lights, the different things that we're doing, what did he say? Something about creating different, you know, alternate routes or something was created more congestion, which is an interesting phenomenon because you see that, you know, they're going to make an alternate route. And when they start doing that, suddenly the congestion increases in both routes. How does that happen? Anyway, so I said, you know, and to finish that thought, the folks that say this stuff, all this congestion. Well, okay, setting this issue aside, that what we're doing is actually making the problem worse, at least according to this one gentleman's study, which you don't hear much about that, and it's not widely publicized, which makes me believe that more than anything else I'd hear in the echo chamber. But these people say, well, what about all this congestion? I mean, what are we supposed to do? We should have fewer people so that I can, you know, get to work faster in the morning. Well, I'll tell you what. Guys like Thomas Jefferson said to be stacked up on one another, stacked up on top of one another in these large urban masses is a recipe for disease, you know, sickness, all kinds of other bad things. Maybe that there's plenty of room to spread out across America. There are places that are experiencing a significant decline. Why not go, yeah, but Chris, then how would I maintain my status and prestige? How would I, you know, show off my Ring doorbell to my new, you know, neighbors and, you know, how would I do that? Well, I guess that's, you know, something for you to wrestle with. But you know, speaking of this conversation this friend is having, you know, I said, I think it's this perception that we have, you know, it will encroach to change your views, like you're talking about, to actually live by the courage of your convictions will radically alter your, you know, it's because of greed, really. We have this stuff. We've been led to believe that we have this stuff, and that's, you know, these tchotchkes, that's the ring in the nose, basically, by which you get led. Coming through the Bernaysian will to pleasure era, Freudian Bernaysian will to pleasure era, you are led to become good, obedient, Tofflerite prosumers. You know, and that's the measure of life. So how would I do that? And how would I show this stuff off? And so I said, it's really, you know, a matter of, gosh, I forget exactly how I put it, but something along the lines of, they're too weak or they're too cowardly to actually let go of some of this perceived stuff. And it really is perceived. You know, I said, really, I think if we're honest about it, it's more like, you know, we've been led to believe that we own something that we clearly do not at this point. We probably should be able to, but we don't. And that gets back to the age-old conspiracy, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, that whole discussion. That notwithstanding, you know, these people have this belief that these people you're talking about, they have this belief that they own these things. And if I, you know, I might become an Edna Lane Brown. I might get railroaded. I might have tire tracks on my back, metaphorically speaking. But I don't want to do that because, you know, I have my prestige. I have my status. I own all of these things. And I said, you know, honestly, I don't want to be crass, but if they were really looking at things more objectively, they would see that they're really more of a house Negro than anything. And that they, because of this illusion of ownership and prestige and all of that, they have become the biggest advocate for their kidnapper, whether directly or sort of implicitly. You know, I know that's probably sounds crass to some people, but, you know, again, it just goes to show how radically and profoundly our perceptions have been altered. And in direct contravention, in the example that I gave, to what the Bible and God himself has clearly exhorted. So, it's just astonishing to see these things happening. And again, Aldous Huxley, the charm of history and its enigmatic lesson. You know, the ultimate revolution guy? Charm of history and its enigmatic lesson consists in the fact that from age to age, nothing changes, and yet everything is completely different. That's how it feels when you're experiencing it at glacial speed. I published something yesterday, the Neoteny Epidemic, with an image of Jerry Lanier's You're Not a Gadget, the cover of the original, as the image, you know, quoting from an article, Silicon Valley ruined work culture everywhere. But Silicon Valley's biggest export, Robbins says, is the collapsing barrier between work and life. His latest book, Bring Your Whole Self to Work. What? Oh, yeah, you know, the fractured self that the Bernaysian, Freudian psychoanalyst, you know, Nietzsche, Kant, Wundt, etc., crowd, all tried to create the fractured cultural Marxist induced self. Bring your whole self to work, but not that. You know, it's no, we mean the public and private, the work and home self. Yeah, whatever. His latest book, Bring Your Whole Self to Work, advocates for workplaces where people feel safe to take risks and practice vulnerability with their coworkers. What? That, to me, sounds like it is a recipe for inducing a rape culture. I don't know. That was my first thought when I read it. That's, maybe I have a problem. I don't know. So, you know, then kombucha on tap is not required, parenthetically is added. But there's a dark side. As the boundaries between work and life become more porous, everyone works all the time. Oh, but wait, I thought that, you know, and so I quoted Aldous Huxley along with that from the Ultimate Revolution, you know, March 20, 1962 talk. We are in the process of developing a whole series of techniques which will, you know, that one. Get people to love their servitude, he said. And there seems to be a general movement in the direction of this kind of ultimate revolution, a method of control by which people can be made to enjoy a state of affairs by which any decent standard they ought not to enjoy. You know what? It's romper room. There's foosball and there's all this cool, fun stuff. There are nap pods and free meals after 7. So, hey. And by the way, socialism is great. Feel the burn. This is America. What happened, America? So I include references to Jaron Lanier's concept of Bacchylardian neoteny, juvenilia neoteny in general. I summarize it as retardation, because that's what it is in the Orthodox sense. It's the retarded or arrested development. And there was a post, Jaron Lanier, neoteny versus guru talk, which was an excerpt that was a section of the book You Are Not a Gadget that was cut. And if you look at Jaron Lanier's website, it is just interesting, you know. This from Jaron Lanier of all people. It's telling, I think. And that article that I mentioned recently, the Business Insider article, 1960s futurists predicted a shorter work week. They were so wrong. Edward Bellamy's Looking Backward, the heavily plagiarized work that said, you know, I mean, so the what we were told was, you know, from that Business Insider article, work has only taken up a larger portion of our lives. In 2013, 40% of working Americans worked more than 40 hours per week. You know, Mike Pence at CPAC, which is getting a lot of coverage this year, which is interesting, was saying, you know, more Americans, you know, that thing, the self-aggrandizing Trump administration, you know, more Americans are working than ever before in recorded history. Right, but more Americans are working harder for less. So can we just be honest about that? And if we really want to do something about that, let's smash the racket of central banking. Let's stop forcing Americans to buy a product and make us all responsible for ourselves again. Oh my goodness, bite your tongue. We are a limited liability society, Chris. Don't be uncivilized. Another bullet point. That's a far cry from what people in the 1960s predicted for the future, when a Senate committee projected the American work week would be down to 14 hours by 2000. Looking backward, 2018-87, Edward Bellamy, you know, Fabian socialist and plagiarist Edward Bellamy. In the United States alone, over 162 Bellamy clubs sprang up, owing to its commitment to the nationalization of private property and the desire to avoid use of the term socialism. That's what we're doing, but we don't want to, you know. Nationalism, socialism. Nationalism, socialism. National socialism. You know, Nazi. Hello, America. Are you listening? This political movement came to be known as nationalism. Are you a nationalist? Well, I don't know. Let's define terms. Probably not. Not to be confused with the political concept of nationalism. Right. It's national socialism. The novel also inspired several utopian communities, except they weren't. They're dystopian. It's awful. Well, but, you know, it's like Acts chapter 2. That's communism. No, it's not. It's the Holy Spirit. It's not some guy making a committee, a Soviet councils and committees making rules, dictating to others from on high. Nope, it is not. So Edward Bellamy and the, you know, the utopians, you know, told us, oh, it's the grand vision. Guess what? Everything they advocated always seems to not work out so well, huh? Maybe we should stop listening to these psychopaths. Go to the phones when we come back. Stick around.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time, the green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. Real interesting, real interesting. Just real quick. So the special pathogens unit, this initiative was, as far as I can tell, 2014 is when it started. 2015, there were grants made. Special pathogens units created in 10 areas, 10 hospitals, Sacred Heart, you know, now they call it Providence, Sacred Heart, and Spokane was one. The others are located in Boston, New York City, Baltimore, Atlanta. Speaking of the Georgia Guidestones, fun stuff, huh? Perfectly fitting. Minneapolis, Galveston, Texas, Omaha, Nebraska, Denver, and Los Angeles. And it's just a curious coincidence of timing, again, that they, you know, once these centers are complete, now they have the coronavirus. We have people. So Spokane County Health Officer, according to one article, Dr. Bob Lutz said the patients were transported to the Spokane International Airport from Travis Air Force Base near Sacramento, California. It's supposed to be five. It turned out to be four. Sacramento's talking about some stuff. You know, there's this thing. We don't know where it came from. So what's curious to me about this is, you know, you have the two sides of the discussion that don't match up. It matches up to an oxymoron. So on the one hand, you know, we don't know where this is coming from. We don't know. There's a lot we don't know about this. But on the other hand, you're hearing, well, no, we could probably create a virus or a vaccine for this immediately. So Janssen Pharmaceuticals, Johnson & Johnson subsidiary, both of which are currently and continually embroiled in scandal, has already partnered with captured federal agencies to create a vaccine about something they don't entirely understand. Sounds brilliant to me. What could possibly go wrong? It's just more evidence of how warped our perception in America is that anyone would think that any of that sounds like a good idea or that it's not suspicious. I digress. To the phones, Fred in Iowa. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing? Hanging in there.
720 hours a year. I don't know how in the hell you do it. I couldn't do it. Well, I'm going to tee a lot of people off, but I'll give you the reasons and all that. Every one of your shows, as far as I'm concerned, are not mediocre or okay. They're great. Okay, last week you brought up Hebrews chapter 5. And I suggest...
having their senses trained to discern good and evil through practice.
Right. But I think of themselves as Christians. I'm going to read the last 12 verses, or 5 verses of Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, starting in verse 10. Called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you. Again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For every one that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age, even those who, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Okay. The appalling ignorance of Protestants. And here's the reason. What church do they go to? They go to the one that's nearest to them, or the next thing, they like the pastor.
The church of the burning or itching ear these days is the popular church, which is not a new thing, but I think it's popularity.
Right on. They've got itching ears.
Yeah.
They can't see and they can't hear.
Yeah. Well, stick around, folks. Yep, we'll continue that discussion when we return. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother.
Welcome back.
Right down and he talked to me.
On the phones, Fred in Iowa. Go ahead, Fred.
Okay, this conversation is directed at baby Christians. And I'll put it more bluntly, ignorant Christians. Now, let's berating people, all right? I'd like to give some reasons for it, because I've been a baby Christian. And I'm striving right now. Okay. People would go to a church, you go to the nearest one near them, or mainly they like the pastor. But our shepherds are ignorant. The vast majority of Protestant Christian pastors are ignorant. And some of them are a little bit greedy for filthy lucre. Now, to their flock, which have itching ears, they tell them nice things, smooth things, things that make them feel better. And then after the meeting is done, they walk back, shake hands with the pastor, and compliment him on what a fine job he's doing. When at what the pastors, in general, most of them, are doing damage to the flock. But the flock is ignorant. And for the reasons, if you go to Hebrews chapter 6 and read them last verses, read the whole chapter, you'll understand. Because you're a baby Christian. Okay, there's reasons for this. You've got to study the Bible, not read it, study the Bible. Now, you don't have to be a theologian. You do not require a super intellect. But just like you said in the hour previous to this, there's things that, well, I'm not paraphrasing what you said, but things you don't understand yet or fully comprehend or whatever. That's all of us. But you study. Now, if you can get good help, that makes a difference. Now, right now, I have a meeting once a week with a pastor from another church, the church that I go to. And a church in itself will not save you. And we can talk. I've made him cry. He's made me cry. But we can reason together. And where two or three are gathered in the name of the Lord, that is a church. And he triggers my memory, and I've got a beat-up Bible taped up and everything, highlighted, marked, and written in the sides of it. But talking to him, I understand more, and he's understanding more. But you have to be honest. You have to dig into your own soul. But you have to study the Bible. But people are handicapped. They're shepherds, they're leaders, they're pastors, is just as appallingly ignorant as the flock is. Now, I've said some harsh things here. There's a reason for this. And it's been happening for the last 500 years. And there's a reason for that, trying to destroy the Protestant religion. There's an army from Rome. And that's why in time, whether people are like it or not, we will have a one world government and a one world church. But if you don't know the word, the Bible, the laws of God, you'll perish. And even knowing this, your life is going to be in danger. And a lot of times, it's going to be hard. But there will be those moments of peace. So, start studying yourselves, and then look into your own soul. Look into your own being. I use the example, and I've given many times, About 20 years ago, or I discovered I was an ignorant ass. And my painful travel, it's been painful at times. And it's taken me a long time, 20 years to learn something. And not that I am a theologian, I'm a student of the Bible, and I study it, and I try to keep the law of God. But getting back to something I think that may help people, it's every word in the Bible. But go to Hebrews 5, read the whole chapter, and then rate your own self in your knowledge. You don't have to be a super intellect. You don't have to be a theologian. And it's nice if you can get good help. But I've rambled on enough here, friend, so I'm going to depart. And I thank you, and you do a one heck of a fine job, Chris. Goodbye.
Thank you, Fred. And thanks for your call. Much appreciated. And just looking at interesting stuff. Still looking for that graphic article. There was an interesting video, though. Compilation of some stuff. Maybe we should play that. How a pandemic could end civilization. Wuhan coronavirus pandemic. And you know, it's another interesting thing. Are we to believe this nonsense? Some of us have quipped. I mean, I quipped, you know, makes me want to have a frosty beverage, as some might say. There are the articles, series of articles. Most recently, let's see, we have, as an example, coronavirus and its global sweep stokes fear over facts. Experts, you know, and you have, speaking of the CREM2 article that I mentioned, 4 coronavirus patients at Sacred Heart were Diamond Princess cruise ship passengers. Again, and it seems like the numbers are trending downward now everywhere, but be afraid, be very afraid. The article next up after that one was, what is it? Facts, not fear. Where is that? I don't know. It disappeared on me. I hate the infinite scroll stuff that changes, you know, I mean, it's too much. Some of this stuff is too much. I've talked about that before. Anyway, coronavirus and its global sweep stokes fear over facts. Experts say it's unlikely to produce apocalyptic scenario, quote unquote. That's not the one. This one, The Sun. Corona brewer loses $170 million. This is the high number. I saw a lower number, 132. I guess it's, you know, same. Metro reported, makers of Corona report £132 million loss. There you go, as a result of coronavirus. And The Sun reports Corona brewer loses $170 million caused by drop in sales since outbreak of deadly coronavirus. Eyewitness News, Corona beer maker AB InBev's Q1 profits hit by coronavirus. Economic Times, COVID-19, Corona beers, brunt of virus attack. Isn't that weird? And I suppose to go along with this, the article, Miller Lite cancels Leap Year Day free beer promotion. This was interesting because the original headline was Miller Lite is offering everyone a free case of beer for Leap Day. And then now, not so much. So, speaking of beer, some more coverage on that. CNBC Corona will continue controversial promotion for hard seltzer amid coronavirus outbreak. What's exactly controversial? Do we, can we not just relax a little bit and grief? So, Constellation Brands will continue marketing push for its new Corona Hard Seltzer after receiving backlash for a post it made on Twitter promising that new Corona Hard Seltzer flavors were coming ashore soon. So, this is, speaking of what Aaron and Melissa Dykes referred to, that the just the insanity that we're experiencing. How dare you, how dare I what, say that we're marketing a product? The spread of coronavirus couldn't have come at a worse time for Corona beer. That was the CNN version published today. Corona beer isn't making any changes to its advertising despite the name's unfortunate similarity to the deadly coronavirus. I mean, why even do this? Is this... It's insulting to the intelligence of anyone. Are we really that weak mentally? Some of us have quipped about this. There were some other things I had intended to throw some things out. It's interesting. You know, that clip, we don't have time for it now. But again, you know, the concept, nothing is more powerful than an idea whose time has come. And we're seeing a war of attrition unfold before our very eyes, albeit at glacial speed. So, you know, you don't quite notice. And there are other... dynamics getting you know stunting our attention span and memory and reshaping our perception such that if it's not a 9 or a 10 on the Richter scale, and it doesn't happen quickly, again, speaking of the short attention span, then, you know what, maybe it didn't happen. I mean, especially if Anderson Cooper didn't talk about it, must not have happened. I'm sorry, Dave, you imagined that. And, you know, so that makes me think of this article on gaslighting that I saw. Gaslighting is an abusive behavior that occurs way too often. Man, is that profound and provocative. Published yesterday. Is your partner gaslighting you? Here's how you can tell. And I think, actually, I would change it, you know. Is your government, so-called, gaslighting you? Here's how you can tell. What is gaslighting? Warning signs of gaslighting. They never take responsibility. Their conversations confuse you. You doubt your own thoughts. You become more quiet and timid. What are we hearing about Elaine Brown? She's not a threat. Was she a threat ever? How so? Can we define terms? Please, someone tell me. Please tell me exactly, precisely, specifically, how Elaine Brown was ever a threat to anyone. Do we really need to define the term threat to understand what we're talking about here? Or is this manipulation? I mean, is it just like overt manipulation? Speaking of Victor Hugo, one resists the invasion of armies, one does not resist the invasion of ideas. We should repel them. Back to the gaslighting. You're told you're being crazy. You've lost your sense of self. They project their issues onto you. You suddenly lack self-esteem. And last but not least, You feel isolated from friends and family. Again, you know, I think I would... gaslighting. Is your government gaslighting you, America? Gaslighting in relationships or gaslighting in government. 9 signs it's happening and how to make it stop. It's happening, America. How to recover from gaslighting. Here's a hint. Speaking of Dietrich Bonhoeffer's observation about stupidity, you need to go to the mental and the, you know, the mental gym and the gym of virtue, morality, and religion, so to speak, as someone like Patrick Henry would say, and start working out. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Chose things to make me blue.
Welcome back. For the life of me, I can't remember where I saw that article. It's going to bother me now. On the traffic issue. I don't know. Maybe I'll find it at some point. I remember where I saw it. Maybe just a few more things. I think I'll table this other stuff maybe for next week. We covered some of it, but just this concept of the idea, I thought it was profoundly provocative. Al-Faisal saying, you know, the Sauds and Wahhab were defeated, but the idea remained. And this is where we're at. This is, you know, again, you know, speaking of the echoes of Victor Hugo and that sentiment, one resists the invasion of armies, one does not resist the invasion of ideas. Perhaps, maybe some don't repel them. Some do, and we should, I think, remain eternally vigilant on that front as well. In Ephesians 6 fashion, perhaps. And so, you know, with that concept in mind, the Sauds and Wahhab were defeated, but the idea remained. It's interesting, you know, looking into the Philip B. Haney thing, I have more to say on that. Maybe we'll talk about that more. I'm very suspicious of certain things and certain folks. And it's just curious to me that, you know, for someone with such an in-depth knowledge, he spoke, and that's why I keep saying, you know, it's Trevor Aronson at the micro level and Philip B. Haney's work at the macro level. It's this scenario the FBI is cooking up, as Trevor Aronson points out, and they have a network of these kinds of folks, as Philip B. Haney pointed out. It's the same story, and you will find the same names mentioned. You will find informants and the same mosques and so forth, the same network mentioned in the same stories. Trevor Aronson's talking about some of the same people that Philip B. Haney's talking about. Isn't that interesting? And so it's not war, you know, speaking of all of this other stuff, you know, all of it put together, it's not war. It's cultural assimilation. It's that attrition. The long protracted war of ideas. Contest of ideas. For what it's worth. That'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.